could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program. Here we are again. We got cut off yesterday. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program. And welcome back. Yesterday we got cut off halfway into the program. I did salvage the first hour, and I put it up on the website, on the broadcast. And I will finish it up today. I remember where I was headed, and I don't know why it went off. It just shut down. And the owners of the site, very responsive. They reside in England, and they're very, very good at what they do. And they responded very quickly last night and did what they had to do and said, oh, we restart it for you. I said, okay, what that means, go ahead and do whatever. And they did, and we're up and running again. So, things are going pretty good. I got a lot to talk about today. I got to keep myself focused. On so many things that I got to keep focused on what I want to talk about today. Because there's so many things going on. Every time I think, well, it's really quiet out there. Something all of a sudden goes, poof. It's not. Things in the background. Family, we're in one conspiracy. It's one. Just one conspiracy. It's like, well, an example I've used before. It's like an octopus. Eight legs can be doing eight different things at once. It's got one head, though. That's exactly what's going on today. will find articles. You can do whatever I mention today or tomorrow or whenever my broadcasts are. Put it to the test. I mean, just don't, take my word for anything. I mean, put it to the test. If I mention a word that you aren't aware of or not sure about, or I say something you think is outlandish, man, right then, right there, check it out. Search it out. Use that search bar. Challenge what I say. Don't accept what I say as fact. I know what I know, but you don't know what I know. I don't know what you know. So you need to check it out. It's called research. Do it. Do it. Do it. Just don't sit there and take someone's word for it. Say so-and-so said this. Elmer Fudd said, I'm going to get Bugs Bunny. Well, maybe he won't. But test everything out. You become your own expert. You see it your own eyes. You do your own research. You see. And that means I don't care who Billy Graham says. No, you check everybody out. You see, everybody. You do your own research, your own Bible study. Now, there's going to come a time that they may reset the computer system somehow or another for whatever reason, but that you won't have the access that we have today for this research. We're due now. But if it does come to that point, there's only one book then that you just need, if it ever comes to that point of this so-called tyrannical government we have. And that's to stick with the Bible no matter what, because that's the only truth you're going to find, really, is that Bible, which is God-inspired with men who were obedient. And stories with women that were obedient to God. There is no other truth. None. And you can say that and not blink an eye because it's true. Every book, you could have a billion books in the Vatican Library and in the deep dark recesses of the vaults and all. It doesn't mean anything at all, really. It doesn't matter. It's all constructed by fallen angels and heretical saints that were assigned by man, which is impossible to do. Man cannot assign saints. It's impossible. How did mankind do that? With corrupted Bibles to boot. It's almost, to me, it's surreal. Very surreal that people can actually believe this, that they're setting up saints. I for centuries. But they can't do that. The Bible, how do you do that? Only God can do that. And they're showing you already now how corrupted the Catholic Church is. They're telling you. I mean, pedophiles, 35% or something. The Crusades, the murder of 68 million people in a 600-year period from 1200. Something's got to be wrong with that. What? Why is this even an issue? I mean, it should be obvious. You see? The only saints, the real early church fathers, was Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, James, Jude, Peter, and Paul. Not even Mary. A blessed mother, yes, but she's not immaculately conceived. No way. Impossible. She's blessed? Yeah. But that's where it stops. St. Augustine, Jerome, Origen, Eusebius, Irenaeus. Family, they weren't even Christian. They had pagan ideas, and they did. Certainly Origen and Eusebius weren't even Christians. They were philosophers. That's a fact. I mean, I don't understand it. Anyway, you talk about the concentration camp of Jasanovic in 1941 to 45 is controlled by the Vatican. They murdered 827,000 people. in one concentration camp, Ustasha. Linked up to Ustasha was Bishop Stefanich. They're going to try to Satanize him, catonize him to a saint. Call it Satanizing. Family, it's not about religion. It's about Jesus. It's not about the Pope or some reverend or some bishop or cardinal or 10 buck two, whatever. It's not about any man, man. It's not about any man or woman. It's about Jesus. That's it. Nobody else. And with evidence that people keep ignoring, it's only the King James Bible. Notice they can never come up with any kind of evidence to counter that statement whatsoever. And they haven't, 1611. Not one scholar, which you don't have any anymore anyway. Not one has ever been able to find any contradiction. So they have to go in and read it, and get real good at it. That's right. And then corrupt it in very clever ways. But when you know your Bible, if you don't, they give you a contradiction. You say, well, that's an interesting contradiction. I can promise you, you will unravel it if you study it. God will show you. And if you don't know, you can rest assured that no matter who gives you the 101 ways of contradiction of the Bible, whatever, you'll unravel it every single time. And you know what they do as a secondary fallback? They get mad at you. They get mad. And they start insulting and get all huffy and puffy like old banner rooster. It's got water on it. That's all they can do. They just go huff and puff away. Holy Spirit's working on them. That's why, because they're getting convicted of the lies. Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta. Some of them are good people, though. You got some that are good people and think they're really doing the right thing, but they're not. They don't trace it to the origin. No pun intended there. But they just stuck in this ranking structure, blood oath kind of thing, little medals here and aprons there, and I don't know what else. It's all nonsense. It's all to placate. Family, it's coming round. All that's material goods is nothing in the real world of the supernatural. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. I want to talk today about, I was talking about Malcolm X, but not just Malcolm X. It's Black History Month or something like that, and I think something needs to be covered with that. And Lord led me somewhere on that this morning. I want to talk about that issue. And then, if things go right, use of rock and roll. I was going to talk about it yesterday. I'll see if I get around to it today. I don't know where God's going to lead me, but we'll find out. That's just how it works. If I don't get to some of it today, I'm going to go around to it tomorrow. And the news today, we'll see how much that's going to last. I won't be able to cover all of it, but I'll give you a highlight. Every day I keep newsletters. I just haven't been putting them out. I got some issues with my website that's not doing like it used to do. So everything's going in one or two categories. I'm not sure why. There's a code or something I got to put in there to be able to separate the different categories when I do the articles. It's not working. So I got to figure that out. But anyway, Lord, we come before you in prayer today, Lord. We thank you for this week we're able to broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us back online. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the King James Bible, your holy word. And we thank you, Father, for the Holy Ghost to keep us all tied together. You've given us a lot of weapons we can use in spiritual warfare, Lord, but use that Holy Spirit to guide us in the right path to use them. Teach us what to say and when to say it, and Father, to back us up with those angels. Father, we see the supernatural coming out in droves all around. Lord, in places we call upon you to spread the blood of Jesus around us to protect us, that, Lord, that we won't have interruptions in our walk, and, Father, in our interruptions of trying to spread the gospel. That, Lord, with conviction, you put on our souls that when we step away, that, Lord, you got us back to our path. We pray for returning servicemen. Lord, we know they've been targeted even by our own country. We've been targeted by the Illuminati and the Jesuits and all these others. That, Lord, that our own servicemen have been targeted that for the longest time. I pray, Lord, that you'll spread the Holy Spirit around them, Lord, that you'll protect them when they come back, even from Iraq and Afghanistan. When they come back, that, Lord, you protect them because they're still targeted even on home soil. That, Lord, you'll silence the voice-to-skull technology, the effects of the vaccines and the microchips that's been implanted, that, Lord, your Holy Spirit, you'll render those effects null and void, and those voices to silence them in their heads. That, Lord, we know about the frequencies and the technology being used that can hypnotize them and cause them to have these thoughts and dreams and to keep them awake, that, Lord, you'll silence those voices so they can get a rest of sleep. And, Lord, we know about the suicides that are 22 per day, that, Lord, that somehow you set up divine appointments to lead them away from these thoughts. And, Father, protect the children, Lord, that are being identified and abducted for these sacrifices from the government, from the monarchies, and that, Father, we know about this. And, Lord, many people don't realize what's happening to the children, that somehow, Father, you'll intervene. Father, we call upon you to ground those chemtrail planes, Lord, and you'll take back the control of the atmosphere, and, Father, you'll take down their technology, and, Father, you strip down the protection of these Wicca, and strip down the protection of the warlocks and the curses they cause, and, Father, you strip down the protection of the fallen angels, and you close up those portals, Lord, if it be your will, but, Lord, we know that this earth is slipping away. And, Father, we call upon you for time. More time, Lord, that we can have the opportunities for witnessing to others. Father, give us the wisdom, discernment, and the opportunities to spread truth and to keep us humble and keep us focused on what's important, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for the courage to be brought out of these preachers and rabbis and priests, that, Lord, they'll step away from this heretical churches that's developed today. And, Lord, you point them in the right direction, the right path, to show them the way of the King James Bible and the true Word of God, and give them the courage to speak the truth. And, Father, to touch the lives of the Freemasons and the other secret societies, that they'll renounce that blood oath, to put conviction on their heart about the blood oath they took, to give them conviction that, Father, they'll renounce it and get out of there. Lord, only through supernatural power can this be accomplished, because of the brainwashing that's been going on and the blood oaths they take, that, Lord, has put a curse on their families. Only through supernatural means, Lord, can this be taken away. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, on this Friday, you know, sometimes when I start to talk about some of these issues and all, I don't know who's new listening and who's not. So sometimes I got to lay the groundwork. For some of the things I say might seem a little crazy to people, that because it's out of the norm, because we've been lied to for all of our lives. That in itself is a crazy statement to make. But everything I tell you, I've got to study for it and evidence for it. That's how I do it. I do a study. I got like 30 or 40 studies or so, and that's how I learn the things I do. And then other things come to me kind of like it does other people, the supernatural. The Holy Spirit will tell you that I go in and try to find the way to substantiate it or not. Always pray that the Lord will lead me in the right path. But you got to stay humble. There are no such thing as experts. Experts don't exist. They're just people that know a lot about something. That's all, because they're always learning. When you say, well, I've learned it all, then that means you've regressed. This conspiracy is supernatural. There's no way a natural man can understand it all. It's not even possible. That's why you depend on the Holy Spirit to guide you in the right path. What's going on today, they have guidelines, they have objectives, they have councils, committees, organization. You can't even imagine. It is so intricate that when you start looking at it, it's like you get overwhelmed. So just break it down. And only take in as much as you possibly can. This entire conspiracy that's been ongoing, listen now, has been ongoing since Nimrod, without a break. It's supernatural. And they've got us so divided that it's hard to connect the dots. So to boil it down to simplicity as much as possible, keep it in mind, these councils, committees, objectives, milestones, planned generations ahead with family bloodline membership. In other words, if I was one, I'd be training my children at 7, 8 years old in horrific, H-O-R-R-I-F-I-C, horrific ways to toughen them up, make them not afraid of death, and to take their minds off the living God to make sure that Satan is inside of them. You prepare them early, and they start teaching at 6, 7 years old or earlier, actually earlier than that, 5 years old and so forth. They start really early, and they have 12, 13, 14 year olds already trained to train younger ones. They are way ahead of our so-called education system. Light years ahead. They have textbooks that they have medieval type diagrams and artistry. And then it has a principle and then the explanation of it using the painting that's in the book. And the painting is drawn very cleverly to show you by illustration in a painting, then the concepts are explained, and that's how they get across their teaching. It's very, very clever how they do it. I've seen one of the books. It's amazing how they teach. Because you almost never forget it, the way they do it. Anyway, they're guidelines, and this is seen by the articles that it's like articles that come out in a paper, situations that actually happen, bills that's passed through Congress, etc., will match the objectives in a milestone objective manner. Milestones. They may plan generations. They may plan 20 years ahead. They say, well, this is going to take about a century to get done. Okay. So I will teach my children to teach their children to make sure this objective gets accomplished. That's the point. That's going on today. It goes all the way back, way past Charles Maine King, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt, carried bloodline to bloodline to bloodline. Do you understand the immense capacity these people have? These hybrids? Satan is in control on this earth, but he's not in control of the universe. It's a supernatural war that you're in. No way around it. No way. It's impossible to get around. Okay. To boil it down simply as possible, using the articles, the events that happened today as a thermometer. Here are the five-step program that they're on. Five steps, we can call it. And it's massively simple, explained on a very complex agenda. To demolish, number one, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Now think of all the events that's taken place to accomplish that objective. Same-sex marriage has exponentially just went off the scale. And you see in the articles every day today how they're promoting homosexuality. Now, I'm not getting on a soapbox about anti-homosexuality. That's another program, maybe. That's my personal opinion based on my biblical morality and all this, that, and the other. But then when I was married, I was an adulterer. So I cannot judge any homosexual. Because when I was married, I was an adulterer and a liar. So I can't judge them for what I did either. But God forgave me of that when I asked for forgiveness. But I still did it. So I can't judge a homosexual. So I'm not getting on the soapbox about that. I know what I did was wrong in the Bible. Homosexuality is wrong in the Bible. Lying, wrong in the Bible. Murder is wrong in the Bible. Fornication is wrong in the Bible. It just is. God established it that way, and it is. I can't change that. I can't say, well, you know, I just really have that feeling, baby. I'm going to go downtown and I can do that, but I'm going against the Bible. I got to admit it. You see, if I lie, I'm going against the Bible. Well, come on now. I have my fingers crossed. There's a little white lie. Come on. God ain't going to send me out for that. Yeah, he is too. You're darn right he will. We're born sinners the day we're born, thanks to Adam and Eve. Well, that's what happened, original sin. Original sin, the genius of it, one original sin by one man, the human race was condemned to never go to heaven by the sins of one man. But, you see, God knew the heart of man is evil continually. That's what it says in the Bible. So by one man, all of mankind is saved. That's Jesus, the second Adam. So the original sin binds Wicca. It binds the evil, the Satanist. It binds them. Because it's one man named Jesus. Through him you're saved. But you have to repent of that sin. If I acknowledge it as a sin, Holy Spirit says, okay, well, I'm going to help you not do it again. I'm going to help you, but you still have free will. But when you do it, I'm going to convict you. You'll feel my conviction. It's called guilt. And that is a good thing. Because God talking to you. So you don't fall away. If you don't have the guilt, you better start worrying. So, number one, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Look at what the NAACP, ACLU, ADL, XYZ, Timbuktu, whatever. Getting rid of the Ten Commandments, homosexual marriage. All this is designed to fulfill that particular agenda item. Was it discussed? Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Round Table. Discuss this. Where are we today with, how many states today we got passed through homosexual marriage? How many? 17? Okay. John, over there. John, you working on, what are y'all working on? We're working on Illinois. Oh, you are? Okay. How about y'all? We're working on Idaho. We got one congressman's got a problem. All right. Former tax force, and let's find out what he's all about. Don't he have a girlfriend? He does? Okay. Well, you know what to do with that. All right. We'll get him to vote. Don't worry. That's exactly what they do. How about the health care bill? Well, we got a problem with this Christian who's a hospital president. What's he doing? He's getting in the way, and he's not putting out about the vaccines. Okay. Former task group. Let's find out what he's up to. Find out who he is, what he likes, where he goes, what he does. We'll get him. Can you bring him into Freemasons? We'll invite him to see what he says. That's what they do. Now, isn't that outlandish for me to say something like that? Well, quick like, Red Fog Over America. William G. Carr, 1955, first edition. He describes in one of his definitions of research he did that, in fact, there's what's called a black book. And this is 1955. So now I'm sure it's computerized. A black book would be maintained by the security agencies. And here's the definition of a black book. Quote, a book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people, together with a detailed report of their characteristics, their faults, and their failings. The information is used to persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards. Unquote. Any questions? It's there. And if that doesn't work, I got another definition for you. He's got called nihilist. N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S. Nihilist. And these are trained from birth. Or they're kidnapped kids and they're brainwashed MK Ultra. Here's what a nihilist is. Quote, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death. Unquote. I'm not talking about a movie. I'm talking about real life. Allegedly, 5 bankers are dead already. Freemasons, they're going to kill you. I told you once, I'm telling you again, and it's happening. They killed over 300 microbiologists between 2006 and 2008. Bankers of J.P. Morgan are going bye-bye. Or they're disappearing, pretending to be dead, and they're disappearing to underground luxury apartments. Either way, they're disappearing. They kidnapped or took down a whole plane to take out Larry McDonald, congressman, who's exposing them too early. They assassinated JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy. We're supposed to be the New World Order, 1960s, but they were jumping ahead. The New World Order on American side was getting a little antsy. Yeah, and they tried to jump ahead. It failed to happen. It's all in God's time. So when you say demolish the foundations of biblical morality, then you look at the articles going on today, and those articles go beyond what the news say. This is part of the agenda. Number two. That's just number one. But I'm not going to take all that time for the rest of them. You can figure it out, the principles now. Number two, dismantle the family. You think homosexual marriage counts on that? Yes. Sending women to combat? Yes. Jobs unavailable, so man and wife have to work? Yes. And anything else? They've completely squeezed the juice out of all these lemons to dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Now, I'm having a tendency to want to talk in detail about these, but I have other things I want to talk about today. But I will tell you, the Constitution is rendered null and void in 1938. We've never had a democracy. We've never had one. Confirmed. FDR, March 4th, 1930, 9. 38. 39. Oof. 1939, March 4th, 1939, he confirms behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees that we've never had one, a democracy, and they'll see to it we never do. That's your FDR. I got a direct quote. I got details on that. Dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty is their five-step program. Well, when it began in 1946, Brock Chisholm, director of United Nations World Health Organization, said, I quote, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. He's a Unitarian. Died in 1971. He's got family members, Benny Chisholm, that's still in the New World Order agenda today. Yeah, buddy. Anyway, number three. Okay, one, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. And all this began in 1945. I mean, actively. Number three, discard the Constitution and Republic, which is established. That's been accomplished. That's done. Number four, destroy the American free enterprise system. They did that a long time ago. A world financial reset will top it off. It's coming. Number five, direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag, if necessary, drug us into a global government for which is established. 1993, questionnaire was passed out to 1,000 Marines in 29 Palms, California. 40 questions, but three are very interesting. Would you wear a blue beret, a blue helmet of the UN? Would you fire on American citizens? Would you put a insignia of the UN on your uniform? Nixon divided the United States into 10 regions to be administered by the UN in 1972 when he was planning his military coup. You want to find it? Look for it. Executive order 11647, continued in 73, Executive Order 11731. And to make sure he had complete control and dictatorship, he signed Executive Order 11495, working with General Cushman, another traitor. I'm a former U.S. Marine, and it ticks me off. But these are all Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, part of Bohemian Grove, working against America because they're members of secret societies. Are the ones below the secret societies knowledgeable? No. They don't want to know. They don't test it. They're lied to. Their rank, their structure, their position, their favorite parking place keeps them in tow. And the golf course, of course. No pun intended, of course. That's the course it goes. Now you see how mind-boggling it can become. But when you learn the principles, you start seeing where the articles are taking you, where the reports are going. And even if the reports didn't happen, it's for mind manipulation and brainwashing of the American public into that direction. Okay, y'all got the principles now? All right. That was simple, wasn't it? The purpose of schools, all of them, every school in the United States, 1 million of them, I don't know how many, every one of them is based on secular humanism. And they monitor it through the Freemasons. Teachers, female or Easter stars, walk around the schools like little Benny Roosters, Benny Hens. Is such a thing as Benny Hen? Then the Freemasons for the superintendents, to make sure it's controlled, and principles and so forth. If they step out of line, they're fired. If they're connected, they're warned. If they continue, they're fired. It's that simple. It's based on humanism and Marxism in our entire country since the day this country was born. It's Luciferian. It always has been. The outside of it has been Christian. That's been keeping us afloat. Underneath, it's been a cancer all along. But God uses good. But he also uses evil. He allows evil to separate and divide. I'll talk about that in a minute. But on TV is the most massive brainwashing mechanism. It's almost genius. It's almost amazing. It's amazing. Let me tell you the purpose of it. The Maury Show, Judge Judy, Dr. Phil, all these shows is to show the sickness of our society here in America and promote the humanistic New Age philosophy. That's the purpose of these programs. That's to show Europe how crazy off we are. It's to show people that watch TV at home just how sick society is in America. That's a subliminal message given to those watching. Same thing in soap operas. It's what the soap operas in the 50s were designed for. Because they knew in the nuclear family, the wife was the caretaker, the supporter, the cook, taught the kids while the husband was out working. That was in the 40s and 50s and all that. They made sure that changed. Well, that's what the soap operas are all about. Since the wife is the caretaker of the children, and the Freemasons already have the control of the kids in the education system, then when they come home on weekends, the wife, the mother, is the caretaker, is the teacher. So you brainwash her through the soap operas and commercials and fluoride with your white teeth. Don't let anybody know the fluoride is used to mind numb you. It's been since 1900, the year 1900. Hitler used it in the concentration camps, fluoride. Also calcifies your pineal gland. People don't realize this. It makes a person lethargic. Other purposes of fluoride. Tobacco, alcohol. And the old shows back in the day, 50s, was man got to be a man. Tell the truth and all that. Then in the 60s, go ahead, make my day. You know what I mean? He's a Freemason. So it all changed. No longer standing for principles. It was now we're worshiping the criminals and the killers. So when you go on a Mary show and a Judge Judy and Dr. Phil, and there's like programs like, Who's Your Daddy? And they have a woman there. It's got three men. Well, which one's the daddy? And here comes the results. Here comes the results. Okay. Like it's some kind of lottery show. Here comes the results. And you, John, you're not the daddy. So he does a dance. Now, if this woman's really pregnant, it's really that she's like in another situation or she's a good actress. He goes off the stage. Here comes the other one. And Fred, you're not the daddy. Oh, yeah, he does a dance too. It's like, that leaves number three. Is that your daddy? And they'll say, he's not the daddy. Oh. So they all celebrate while the girl over there is crying or acting. That's your TV program. There you go. Wasn't that fun? Let's play Who's Your Daddy? Spring the glass, the little, bottle? Spin the bottle? It stopped on you, John. You're the daddy or whatever. That's your TV shows today. It's to show the sickness of society because they want you to know. They want you to see it. And you're glued to it. People are glued to it. And they're on Judge Judy and the other judge shows, whatever. And you got these lawsuits and stuff, and you see how stupid people are. And you see how cold people can be. They want you to see that. That's the purpose of the programs. Here comes Bunker. What is it, Bunker? on the family or something, whatever. Archie Bunker, they promoted all the issues of today on that show. So you're watching it and laughing, but what's happening is your mind is subtly taken in a subliminal implanting, we'll use the word, to brainwash a nation. So you think it's cute, think it's fun. But he talks about racial issues, other issues, homosexual, everything. Archie Bunker. Then the blacks had their shows, the whites had their shows. Three's Company. It all changed, didn't it? That's how they do it. No longer, hi old silver away, you know. It all changed by design. And guess who did it? Tavistock. T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, a behavioral think tank in England, controls all what's put on. Right down to the moment you turn the TV on, right down to the moment you turn it off, and while you sleep. But we have a tyrannical government here. We live in tyranny. Really? Well, I'll tell you what, it's a substandard tyrannical government. We got the worst tyrannical government ever was. It's the worst tyrannical government in history. I mean, Pol Pot had a tyrannical government. He murdered people. Hitler had one. He'd murder people. Get out of line, bang, bang, you're done. What's happening today? Well, really, since we have a tyrannical government, they fail at stopping the continuous call for revolution by pastors and preachers and other generals. How about that? General Jerry Boykin, Knights of Malta member, by the way, and that means he works for the Illuminati. Yeah, you know. And Rick Joyner and him are buddies. And they're Knights of Malta. Huh? So how can they say have a revolution in America when they work for the monarch in the first place? That's kind of odd, isn't it? And you have other generals, Flynn and the rest of them. We have threats going on in the country. I'm going to tell you what the threats are, Congress. Here's our threats. Yeah, it's called fictitional alternate enemies controlled by the Illuminati. And they forget about the threat within the United States itself of killing our soldiers. I got a problem with that. And you know who they belong to? I found out. The Council of Foreign Relations. So they're working for the Illuminati while they say we have threats in America when they're the ones causing the threat. There's something wrong with this picture here. So in this tyrannical government, they can, this is too much. They can actually say, this is our militia saying, these are our generals working for us. That's helping us. They get pictures of them too. And what, two of them work for the government, work for the Illuminati. Now, you think infiltration, well, they secretly, well, we got that covered. Some people tell me, well, Tom, now you don't know what you're talking about. We got it covered. You got what covered? We got it covered. We know we're infiltrators. Really? How come they're putting their pictures in the paper and they're saying we're working for the militia at the same time they're members of the Council of Foreign Relations or Knights of Malta? At least they tell you they're infiltrators. That's, yeah, anyway. And you have, what, Sheriff Apayo? He's giving threats to the militia. You get around our people, we'll kill you. Say, what? Oh, yeah, look it up. Something's wrong with that picture, too. Now, these people are nuts. But in this tyrannical government, where the other side screams out revolution high level, nothing happens to them. In this tyrannical government. You got Alex Jones, Lindsey Williams, Quayle, Dizdar, Nathan Leal, all the rest screaming, thug cops, tyrannical government, and they're still operating in this tyrannical government. So, we got a real poor tyrannical government. When they shut them down immediately, how come they're still operating? You know? Now, they murdered Bill Cooper. They murdered Sheriff, they murdered Bill Cooper and murdered Rousseau and murdered David Wilkerson, murdered gosh, I don't want to start microbiologists, and they just murder whoever they want to. So how is it these other truth tellers are still operating like they are and still not telling the truth? How's that? I work in a tyrannical government. Thug cops and all this and all that. Still operating. Well, the exception is all their so-called right-wing rhetoric is continuing as if they are protected or something. They're protected? I don't know. Are they protected? What do you think? What would that be? Family, I got a problem with this stuff. I got a real problem with it. You know, I think some of it needs to be exposed. Well, it's based on secular humanism, what's going on today. And they're slowly coming around to bring this thing together. But they're under control. God won't let them go as far as the scriptures will allow. We're not on this earth to go against each other. We're not here, as someone says, to push anyone into a certain belief. Everyone is to learn on their own, but without agendas. As many people say, we're in the same boat, actually, and we have the same enemy. But when you start talking about it with evidence, and you get people coming on chat or Facebook or whatever, and they're attacking you, which for me is not a problem at all, but they attack people for what they say, that means they're afraid. They have fear. That's why the Illuminati, that's why Queen Elizabeth II and Pope and all these others have stark fear in their system. You know why? Why they support the New Age movement? Why they support the New World Order? Because they have fear. They're not born again. You have many Christians that, in their fear, they ignore and just go with golf. They go with watching TV, or they work, get stuck in their work. Don't look outside. All busy. But family, there is no way that we will escape judgment. They'll be rewarded. They'll be judged. Which side you on? It's 100% chance. Every human being that's ever lived on this planet will be judged at one day. Either judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment. You see, God has dimensions that we can't even fathom in our imagination. Satan has dimensions given to him, but he cannot fathom the dimensions that God has. The supernatural does not have the dimension of time travel, but they have knowledge. They have supernatural abilities, but that's about it. And you know the science of today, quantum physics, what that's for? That's to take the supernatural abilities and make them synthetically by manipulating electromagnetic energy. They can synthesize demonic powers, but only to a certain extent, within a certain realm. Satan gives them knowledge that they think gives them power to keep them pulled in to do his bidding. But what they don't realize is it's going to destroy them. the human beings that don't understand this principle, I'm telling you. Well, let's talk about Malcolm X a little bit. Because that represents a bigger picture. He represents a big picture. I'm certainly crossing a boundary here, and it's a little complicated. I'm going to try to simplify. You say, what? What's he talking about? It is complicated. Because there is an 8-step program. Program? Boy, that's lightly putting it. There's an 8-step sequence of events, orchestrated, planned, follows a strategy. In every culture it works, as they plan, to control the culture. And it follows a 200, this is average, 250-year planning cycle. So in other words, once it's put into place, they will make sure that their generations, 2 centuries later, will carry this plan out. Now you see how this really works. Now I'm not going to go over the entire process, but to give you an idea, Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, see, they got to tell you everything they're going to do. Well, I'm going to try to make this quickly. Goodness, there's only 1 hour to go. You see, you take the culture, women, men, blacks, whites, Indians, whatever culture, doesn't matter. Whatever culture you target, to control them, it follows 8 steps. First, you put them in bondage. You have to study the culture. That's what Lawrence of Arabia and Hempler was for. To study the culture of the Arabs in the early 1900s. Because that was when they formed, the Vatican formed, the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy Islam from within. So Lawrence of Arabia moved in, lived with the Muslims to determine at that point to set up for World War III. They had to learn how to destroy the Muslims from within. So they created the Muslim Brotherhood in the 1920s. Al-Bani was an Egyptian Freemason. Now you get the connection? Islam was created in the 6th century by the Vatican. It was created for those Arabs that rejected Roman Catholicism. No problem. We'll form a religion that they will embrace. Let's make it peaceful appearing. And they'll pull them in. That's what they did. So Islam in its raw form is a peaceful religion. In his raw form. It was designed that way. Muhammad the prophet. He is raised by a Roman Catholic Arab. He married a nun who was an Arabian lady that was about 20 years his senior. That's another story. Oh yeah, that's a fact. Muhammad the prophet also is in the same bloodline as the Merovingian bloodline of the monarchy in England. Through King Edward IV, marriage in Kings of Spain and Portugal. Isn't that something? Same bloodline. So they created a religion to control the people called Islam. They come up with their own savior, their own prophet, Muhammad. It's a long-term plan process. So Islam was created as a peaceful religion. Then after Muhammad died, the Vatican took control, funded invading armies, they put them in bondage, they got them rousted up with patriotism and all that kind of thing, and they funded the Muslim invasions until the Muslims got too strong, and they took Jerusalem, which they wanted for the Pope, but they wanted to continue on. And the Pope said, uh-oh. So he had to stop the fire that he started, the Vatican did, and they created the Crusades to stop what they'd started. So that subjugated the Arabs for a period of time. Then it came time to set up to destroy the children of Ishmael from the inside, just like they did the Jews with Zionism. It's all the same, and Protestants, same thing. For those white folk in Europe that rejected Roman Catholicism, they took a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther and John Calvin and came up with an alternative religion called Protestantism, to justify the Reformation, to destroy and to have the others move away after 1492 into the North American continent. So you put the country in bondage, the culture in bondage, the whatever group it is in bondage. They want spiritual faith. You give them spiritual faith. If you don't have one, you create a religion. To give them, number three, courage. Bondage, spiritual faith, and then courage. And it's orchestrated and planned as such. And when they get courage, then they seek liberty. It always works this way. You can't take them in bondage and then go after liberty immediately. Say, well, they don't have the confidence. They don't have the nothing to galvanize them. You see, they have this quantified right down to the itsy bitsy vow. That's the first four steps. So the women was put in bondage. You can't smoke. You can't vote. Man, you can't even make as much as men do. That was all planned out. The blacks, 1712, in this Bible Belt, you had slaves raped, beaten, lynched. Don't tell me about no Bible Belt till we repent of that. Baloney. North did too. But the South is focused on for a reason. 1712, they brought Willie Lynch over. And had him explain how to make a good slave. And that's when you started, the whites down in the South started the process of genocide. And started the process of selective programming in horrific ways. Weeded out the weak, kept the strong to make strong slaves. You got the point now? Look up Willie Lynch's letter. Look it up right now. Look it up. Willie Lynch's letter. It's not a hoax. It's real. 1712. Put them in bondage. Divide them up in the way Willie Lynch taught them to be used later. Always put them in bondage, whoever it is. Put them in some kind of bondage. Hey, white folk. You white folk out there. I'm a white folk. I'm a southern boy. I'm Scotch-Irish. A little bit of Cherokee in me, whatever. But see, the white folk were put in bondage in 1789, didn't even know it. And were made to be slave owners and didn't know they were slaves in themselves. Wasn't told that till about 20 years ago. And you don't like it, do you? Because it's now, we're in a tyrannical government. See, they've made you realize that you are slaves. They want you to know it. Isn't that clever? That's how they do it. So now they've got their so-called truth tellers, controlled opposition out there. They're screaming out because they want another civil war. Why? To justify martial law in control, dissension, rebellion. To do that, you got to have dissension, rebellion. It's a very simple strategy. Order out of chaos. So what do? You create chaos to get the order. How do you create chaos? You cause a war. You cause a subgroup within the group to destroy it from within. That's how they do it. It works perfect. So the first four steps, bondage, whatever you put them in bondage, whatever it is. Or let them know they're in bondage now. Wake them up. You're in bondage. Well, I want out. You see, it works every time. And use the media to let them know that. You have controlled opposition to keep it moving. Keep it going, man. Yeah, you want to fight? Yeah, let's go fight. Yeah. Well, good. We'll repress you and control you then. We got to control. We got on both sides. That's how it works. Bondage. Give them some kind of spiritual faith or patriotism, something, to get them galvanized. Yeah, okay. Then you get courage then. We can do it. Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, you're darn right we can do it. And you got people inside stirring it all up. Yeah, let's go. All the while backstabbing you. You got some massive backstabbers and liars in the militia group. Tea Party. That pretend to be on your side and they're not at all. Then once they get that going, number four, they want liberty. They can see it. They can smell it. They want it. So that's the first four steps. Maybe take a century. I don't know. Depends on how well it progresses. That's amazing. Look it up. You got the eight steps right there. From democracy to dictatorship. And then when this country, culture, group, whatever it is, gets their liberty, we won. We got liberty. Yeah. Okay, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? They're already ahead of you, the dialectic. Then you have an abundance of something you didn't have. You have an abundance. Think about it now. That was the purpose of the Emancipation Proclamation. That's why the blacks of America are more spiritual than the whites. You ever been to a black church? Man, they got the spirit rolling. Not Kundalini either. Nah, none of that rolling around, screaming, yelling, drunken behavior, holy drunkenness, holy something, babbling tongues, I don't know, whatever. Some of these churches you do, but you ever go to a black church? Man, they are in the spirit. Lord have mercy. Woohoo! They're getting down on it. Go for it. Not charismatic neither. That's formed by the Illuminati, charismatic movement was. And Pentecostal. Why? Because they were in bondage for over 200, 300 years. So they became spiritual because of that very reason. What makes the whites go? Patriotism. What stirs up patriotism? You're in bondage. I don't like that. They're counting on that. So, you have an abundance now. So the blacks, abundance. The women, what happened? I can smoke now. Yeah, I can. Look. In your face, sucker. I can smoke. And I'm going to go vote, too. Light up for courage. It's all part of Edward Bernays' plan to separate the families. The feminist movement was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. They funded it in order to divide the families. That's confirmed. Rousseau talks about it. There's tons of articles, tons of study papers on feminism and what it's done. Now, I'm not taking a stand about, well, I'm a man and I don't believe in feminism. I ain't talking about that nonsense. I'm talking about telling you the strategy they're using. I'm neutral on it. I don't care. You can feminist this, that, and the other all you want. But it's used as a technique, a strategy to destroy a country. It works perfectly. You destroy the family, you destroy the culture. It's a strategy that goes back to 1771. Put into effect 1776. You build the family because you're having wars coming up. You need that sovereignty. You need that patriotism. You need that family structure to galvanize, to find warriors to go fight World War I, World War II, Civil War. We got them. Okay, 1945, we're done. Okay, now let's start taking it apart. There you go. Started in 1945 to 1950. It all came around. Perfect. Now let's destroy the families. Baby boomers, got to go. Let's kill them off. What do you got? We got tobacco, cigarettes, cancer. We got, oh, I'll tell you what. What's that? And it's exactly what they did. Let's put the cancer cells that we created in a laboratory in 1953, that's the birth of the baby boomers, into 100 million polio vaccines had cancer cells in there on purpose. This is confirmed. Look it up right now. 100 million Americans infected by cancer with polio vaccines. Do it right now, and you'll find it to be true. You were targeted because the baby boomers had the qualities and character as led by the World War I, World War II families. So I had to start getting rid of it little by little. That's where the drugs came in. Rock and roll music. That's how they did it. That's how the Satanists work. In our government, in the European government, Norwegian government, Russian government, Chinese government, every single one of them, all of them. It's amazing stuff, though. I mean, you get enamored with it sometimes. You're almost like, wow, man, stuff really works. So, bondage, whatever culture, don't matter. And it works for individuals, too, by the way. Bondage. Spiritual faith, courage, then they get independence. Number six, they have an abundance. That's Emancipation Proclamation. That was what that was for. Lincoln was an avatar. But Lincoln stopped playing the game with him. That's why they had to kill him. Lincoln decided to change. His wife, oh, the poor man, had Mary Todd. Oh, Lord of mercy. That boy should learn how to sleep with one eye open. That Mary Todd, one evil woman, just like the Bushes. That Mary Todd, she was Illuminati. Todd as married to the Astors. Todd, John Todd as his ancestor. Oh, man. That woman was one evil woman walking on two legs. She's bad news. So you get liberty. You have an abundance. That's why the blacks were free. You're free now, go. But they kept the blacks subjugated up to 1965 for a whole century. You still kept the blacks in slavery. For goodness sakes, they couldn't eat in restaurants and places. You had to eat over there, boy. What kind of nonsense is that? And then the one who said boy and wears a white robe with a Christian identity, KKK, would then go to church on Sunday. You got to be kidding me. Hey, boy, you can't sit here. Son, you going over yonder where you're supposed to now. Y'all here? Now, you get on over there, boy. That's nonsense. Our grandfathers did that. Great-grandfathers. Something wrong with that in this Bible Belt. It ain't right. So you still kept them in bondage. But you get an abundance. Abundance of what? Then when you get an abundance, start working, your food, you trying to live your own life in little shacks, whatever, or then you're going to start advancing. Yeah, guess what? In comes the Boulay Society, the Freemasons, roundup of blacks to control them. The whites are controlled by Freemasons anyway. That's why the whites are just been the Freemasons at the other level. They're controlled by the blood oaths. Well, they did the blacks too. So you Jesse Jacksons and all these others, all of them at the highest level, are Freemasons through the Boulay Society, Prince Hall affiliated. They'll kill them too. with the whites when Great White Brotherhood has total control. See, on abundance, the next step would be selfishness. People, when they have an abundance, would become selfish. They're planning on that, and they use that. Then become apathetic. All kind of comes together. Apathy. So when the country gets apathetic or the culture gets apathetic, like, oh, we got everything we need, no problem, they test it, see if they're there. When they are, you become dependent. They got you. And you like it, too. It's dictatorship. But they keep us at odds with each other in order to maintain control. Well, I told you all this before. To reiterate it, 1 second here. How these rascals do it is summed up in a quote. And it says, the best way to control the opposition, that would be us, the opposition to the elite and the Freemasons and all the rest, is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you'll have repression and dictatorship by consent. Vladimir Lenin. Now, Vladimir Lenin didn't just coin that up. He was trained by the Illuminati and the Freemasons. Brought in 1904 time frame. After the setup of the war between Russia and Japan. That's another setup. It's all designed. Everything has a design to it. Satan's been a busy boy. So you're right back to dictatorship. Now, what I've told you, those 8 steps, takes about 250 years. You see how this has been so quantified in our history? Why history is a bunch of baloney? They lose, though. Great men have come and great men have gone. And God's used them to keep things at bay. Do they have a world order now? No, not publicly. But they're heading that way, and it's in the Bible because it's going by the book. Now, back to Malcolm X as an example. There was an article came out recently where New York students weren't allowed to write about quote unquote bad Malcolm X for Black History assignment. Now, what's with that? Why wouldn't these black teachers allow the black students to write about Malcolm X? Now, I'm not for him or against him. I'm just neutral here. You understand? They were going to use Malcolm X, the Blue Lace Society, and the Freemasons, and the Jesuits. We're going to use Martin Luther King to lead, finally, freedom, you see, and marches. And within the marches, the police, Freemasons, and Black Panthers, under Black Muslim radical side, were to start riots for the dissension and rebellion to justify repression and dictatorship by consent. Martin Luther King knew this was going on behind closed doors. He refused to go along with it. He knew he had to go in the marches. But he tried to contain them. He tried to keep them as less violent as possible. You see. Now, I have actual recorded speeches by Martin Luther King I've played before, where he confirms in one of them how he separated himself from the civil rights marchers. He divided himself from them Jesse Jackson, all the rest of them. That got him in a lot of trouble. Because he was really trying to bring people together. And he wasn't supposed to, but he did. He started off sitting with the communists and the socialists. At the very beginning, he's like, man, I'm not here for this. This is not right. So he separated himself from them later. Well, Malcolm X was to start off bringing in the radical blacks and the black Muslim and the Black Panthers and all that. That was his role. But he wasn't that kind of man. And they were going to use Islam to do it. Well, the Lord led me somewhere today. You see, Malcolm X went to Saudi Arabia for himself to see. And he found out Islam was a peaceful religion. Wait a minute. So he came back. He changed his tune. Oh, he's still for the blacks and radical thinking. Didn't get along with Martin Luther King and all that. But he wasn't leading it the way it's supposed to. They wanted violence. They wanted to get it all worked up, but he wasn't going along with it. He really wanted peace, but he wanted freedom. He wanted, you know, for the blacks. And rightly so. Since it goes back to 1712, 1945 to 1965. So, where is it that these teachers are telling their students don't write about Malcolm X? I said, but you can write about Rosa Parks, who was a member of the NAACP, and NAACP is a Jesuit organization. It's all planned out. She is an activist for the Illuminati. Martin Luther King, they have to because he's an icon. But I'm going to tell you the truth about it. They won't. He's also assassinated, wasn't he? And so is Malcolm X. Well, look what I found. And what Malcolm X said, see, Rosa Parks, there's several other girls that are ladies that sit on the bus, wouldn't get up, but how come they're not in history? Why Rosa Parks? Oh, I've talked about her before, and I've given you evidence that she was definitely an activist, big time, working for the Illuminati. Oh, yeah, NAACP, big time, baby, big time. They want to get this thing started off and kicked off, and she knew what she was doing. But Martin Luther King was different. Malcolm X was different. They really wanted it for their people. They weren't activists in the same way. And watch this. This is coming straight from Malcolm X's own mouth when he came back from Saudi Arabia. So why would the blacks not want? Why do they want to call Malcolm X bad? Why?
After his pilgrimage, Malcolm spent 3 weeks in Africa. On May 21st, 2 days after his 39th birthday, he returned to New York.
Malcolm, have your experiences with white-skinned Muslims in Africa, in the Middle East, made you feel that relations between Negroes and whites who are not Muslims is any more possible?
When I was on the pilgrimage, I had close contact with Muslims whose skin would in America be classified as white, and with Muslims who themselves would be classified as white in America. But these particular Muslims didn't call themselves white. They looked upon themselves as human beings, as part of the human family, and therefore they looked upon all other segments of the human family as part of that same family. Well, now, they had a different look or a different air or a different attitude than that which is reflected in the attitude of the man in America who calls himself white. So I said that if Islam had done that for them, perhaps if the white man in America would study Islam, perhaps it could do the same thing for him.
Malcolm, are you prepared to go into the United Nations at this point?
Now, I don't push for Islam. I'm looking at this from a neutral point of view. This is the same time period that they wanted a war with Islam. Show how Islam is radical. Muslim Brotherhood and so forth. And that wouldn't work too well with Malcolm X coming back with a change of attitude. Now you know why he's killed. by the Freemasons and the Boulay Society and the Jesuits. They couldn't have him spouting that off. That's not good for war at all. Lord led me to that one. That's with a man's own voice right there. Now you know why they assassinated him. And the last speech of Martin Luther King, when you hear that one, you know why they assassinated him, why the Pentagon assassinated Martin Luther King. And then you hear JFK and his speech that I've played before about secret societies, and he wasn't just talking about communism and so forth, Khrushchev. No. He was talking about the Illuminati inside the United States. Clearly, secret societies. You see, that's what I'm talking about. The reality of truth. Not agendas. And so, I find it interesting that the schools did not support, they called Malcolm X bad. Why would they call him bad when he came back? Why would they do that? Did they not know the history? That sounded pretty good to me. I mean, not Muslim, Islam, no, but about the peace part. Did he come back radical? Then you got others that are Freemasons, Manning and others that long-legged Mac Daddy. What are you talking about? What they stand on a pulpit preaching political rebellion. And because they're Freemasons on the pulpit, it's to set us up, what it's all about. And they know it. That's the problem I got with them. Because no preacher, rabbi, pope, has any business talking about politics at all. None of them. None of the leaders in religion. They need to talk about redemption and salvation, about Jesus. What they need to be talking about. Or Romans 13. Ridiculous book that, what's his name, wrote? Chuck Baldwin? It's garbage. It's against God. They called Jesus rebellion. Rebellious. They called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego rebellion. Rebellers. No, they weren't. Mankind is rebelling. Jesus came down here to fix it. We're the rebellious ones. Mankind is. Jesus wasn't rebellious. How can it be rebellious against the laws he established first? Called the Ten Commandments. So how is he rebellious? It's mankind's rebellious. So they better throw those books away. They're garbage. Like the Purposeful Driven Life. That's a New Age bunch of garbage from Rick Warren. They're junk. Like the Apocrypha. Septuagint. Family, the King James Bible contains the true Word of God right in it. Simple as that. And we got down to it. Because it's going to come necessary when the Nephilim come out of their positions. That's down the road. That's right around the corner. Well, people now support Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth I, Stalin, and Churchill. They're all second cousins. He was supposed to take over and become dictator, aided by Churchill, aided by FDR, because that was the sixth phase of World War II, was invasion of the North American continent, as allowed by Churchill and FDR. FDR and Churchill planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s, using Ensign Yamamoto, who was going to Harvard as a go-between, the Japanese elite. How about that? Boy, those history books are so wrong, it's not even funny. This is what people don't like to hear. You know, I've tried to say something otherwise. I've tried to say opposite of what I know to be true, and it just doesn't work. FDR led us through World War II, and, well, I can't say that. Churchill was a man of character. Man, no, he wasn't. He's a liar. He was responsible for the murder of 1,201 lives aboard the Lusitania. Historians confirm that. Him and J.P. Morgan set it up for them to die. That's huge. FDR set up for the murder of 2,000-3,000 Marines and sailors in Pearl Harbor. That's huge. Do I have to say anything about Bush and 9-1-1, which was a Masonic sacrifice? You want to blame those to kill those folks in the World Trade Center? You blame the Freemasons to the highest level. And the Druids, satanic worship, is designed to go down September 11th, 1966. It was built to come down. A Masonic ritual. The Pentagon, September 11th, 1941, it was laid there to come down, to be a sacrifice. September 11th on both of them was created. And I don't bring us up to go after Masons. I can't do that. I'm bringing them up so they'll know what they're involved in, so they get out of there. Go back to their families. Well, let y'all know, we are being played up in, we're being played, family. We're being played. Our shows, our Bible studies are being broadcast up at highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's increasing his output, his broadcasting range, additional towers. He's focusing on his broadcasting network. And he's graciously playing our shows up there and our Bible studies. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com, and he's just not getting kicking out, man. Just give him a hand up there, you Yankees up yonder. And we're also being played in the area of Colorado. KBLU Radio. Blue Raven Network. Simulcast us. On occasion, more frequently now, I believe. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. I am still working on it, learning as I go along to do it myself. But I've got some studies there about the attack on the American soldier, the suicide conspiracy. I have my timeline, 200 pages there, so that'll keep you busy anyway. That in itself is a book. And it's free, too, by the way. I just put it there. There you go. All I want to do is get the word out. That's all I care about. I always have. For the past 4 years, all I care about is getting out the word. Now, I'll let y'all know, too. Put on your calendar. Spread the word. I'll put it out on Facebook and my distribution list. Next Tuesday, the 18th of February, Tuesday, Central Time, 11 to 1. Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 2. So the time now will be 12 to 2, Eastern Standard Time. I'll be a guest on Deanna Spinola on Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. And it will be Tuesday. I'm going to talk specifically for the 2 hours about how they're targeting our U.S. military by the high-level U.S. military. It has long it's been going on in details. Article came out not long ago title of the article, Pentagon has commissioned DARPA to implant chips in soldiers' brains. This is not science fiction. They've been doing this now since 1950s, 1960s. It's nothing new. They make it look like it's new, but it's not. It's old. My regular listeners, you've heard me talk about coercive behavior modification techniques that they've used, going back to the 1973 study, implanting microchips in the brains. We're talking Mark of the Beast here. We're talking the RFID chip that's going to be an RFID tattoo. That's why you see a lot of tattoos going on in sports, other places, to make tattoos look cool. Tattoos are desecration of God's temple. It don't matter what you make a tattoo of. It's desecration of the temple of God. It's going under the skin. Anything under the skin is an abomination to God. Anything marking up the skin is an abomination to God. It just is. And I have to mention it. So the reason they're putting the tattoos that you see on the sports stars and all these is make it look cool. So when they have the tattoo, it's kind of a dialectic. You want this old needle with this big old thing that brings a little blood to you when it sticks in that needle to put in that microchip in your skin? Oh, no, I don't like that. Well, how about a tattoo? Oh, okay, that'll be cool. There you go. It's called a dialectic. Which you want, this big old needle or this tattoo? I don't want either one. You take both of them, stick up your wazoo, because that's the mark of the beast. And I know from the studies done that once they plant that thing on you, you will be mind controlled totally. And it will start changing your DNA. It'll interfere. It literally, it'll interfere with your soul. They can follow you wherever you are, listen to your conversations, and actually adjust your emotions. Family, this is 40, 50-year-old technology. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, has been charged with making this implantation a reality. Right now, you've got 7,800 servicemen, veterans, that are suing the DOD and CIA for septal nose, septal implants. Kind of way around putting it in the brain. Still works. Because it draws ELF technology. And there's experiments, there's studies done that shows ELF, like in the cell phone, hold close to the body over a period of time, gives you cancer. Oh. Really? Mm-hmm. Well, it says, while memory loss is common in someone suffering brain damage, simple tasks such as remembering their own name or how to dress or oneself are sometimes affected as well. DARPA hopes this chip will stimulate the brain to recover memories and recall information. That's what I call a Norman Rockwell description. That's not the purpose of it at all. It's to control and to kill. The implant might begin with soldier, however, it would extend to citizens in coming decades. What a bunch of liars, man. Okay. Family, got a study called Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. 1973 by Dr. Ralph Schwetzbell. And ironically enough, it was funded by the Health Department of Health Education and Welfare. And it's also contained in the Obama's health care bill. Of course, Obama's health care bill goes back to its origin, Hillary and Billy Bob Clinton. They all work together. And in this particular study, they inserted a miniaturized radio transmitter inside the brain or the body, would monitor and transmit conversations, locations, even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. This is 1973. The report explained that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder inside the body would be a radio-controlled electrical shock device in the body. The device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world for the study. So if he had homosexual desires, they would be able to monitor it in 1973, and then when he had it, they'd trigger the electrical shock. You all got it now. This is only one study of many, even before that, 1960s. Except it goes further than that. The author, Professor Ralph K. Schwetzebel, of Harvard University, of course, card-carrying member of Tavistock and Illuminati, Harvard. They dwelled on homosexuals. Rather, later in the monograph that they caught, would have a copy of myself. I got a copy of it. He talks about, quote, the offender's financial matters and disputes over financial obligations and socially troublesome persons. Now, who's that mean? What you talking about, Cletus? And this paper, 73, predicts micro-miniaturization. And you know, even that time period, an NSA computer specialist actually proposed attaching miniature electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. 1973. So what did I say here again? The implant might begin with soldiers? Begin? 13th of February, 2014, will begin with soldiers? If I haven't been doing it since 1950. Study in 1973. I got a copy of it. See what liars these people are? As to what such an implant would look like, the images include here an existing brain implant developed by University of Utah. Its main purpose, deliver signals from external source directly into the brain for interpretation. It's February 2014 we're talking here. It's kind of like a black box chip put inside your brain. I just can't wait. I'm going to stand in line. What much more can I say? Well, I better say more because I got 20 minutes to go. Oh, yeah. Medical marijuana gains momentum in the Deep South. Marijuana is specifically used covertly as opening up portals of the mind and the body for demonic possession. That's what it's for. How do you cover it up? Well, it's medical. It's make it legal. Use it for medical purposes. Gets rid of cancer, you know. Let's make it illegal so they'll want it. Let's make it illegal so they'll think the government's trying to hide it. Therefore, they'll want it. And then let's make it legal again. That's called the dialectic. That's how they do it. Let's hide the UFO. Keep it hidden. Why? They'll think we're trying to hide it. That means it's accurate. Then let them dig it out, make it look like they won, and then we'll bring it out in the open. That's how they do it. That's where Stephen Greer, he's part of the Illuminati. There's no aliens. They're fallen angels. They're demonic. Another dimension? Yeah, okay. It's from the second heaven, which is divided into principalities and powers of darkness. Now you got it? That's what it is. They're trying to cover it up. It's coming around. Get ready. Many a Christian will fall away when they see there's aliens. But they're not aliens. They're fallen angels. Sons of God to the daughters of men. But in the meantime, to get God to pull away, no longer with the protective hedge around America, for example, they must now make the laws reflect paganistic rituals, homosexuality. That's against God. But make the laws reflect it. That's a whole different ballgame. Kentucky ban on recognizing out-of-state marriages was struck down by a federal judge. Whoa. So what they do is they strike them down. They put a barrier obstacle up. So then they have a lawsuit. This is a game they play. It's like you're a divorce, right? Like you're in a divorce. You got the divorce lawyer. You got the defendant. And you got the whatever, the plaintiff and so forth. The two lawyers work together, okay? You know, they're pretending, I'm on your side, darling. I'm on your side. I'll take care of you. We'll go get that old husband of yours or wife, whatever. But the two lawyers are working together behind your back. They always do this. Not on your side. It's the same thing. But family, let me tell you, though, at this point, of all this I've been telling you now for the past 2 hours and past hour and 45 minutes, they have lost this war. We're in enemy territory and always have been. This is a growing process. You're to show your light. You're to witness for Jesus in all adversity. And you're going to get it too. Almost every article, everything going on is based on this conspiracy. And it can be demonstrated as well, is what I've tried to do. To show you what's really behind all this. Am I looking too much into it? No, not when it fits the agenda. And you see how it is. Where are the godly shepherds? You know, David Wilkerson put it. He said, God told the prophet Jeremiah, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. It's Jeremiah 33:22. He is saying, I give you this covenant promise that I'm going to increase the holy priesthood that will shepherd my multiplying flocks. So you got to wonder, where are the godly shepherds the Lord promised us? Where are they pastoring? When they belong to the 501c3, or they belong to Freemasons, or they're not witnessing to the Freemasons that have taken a blood oath and cursed their families. Where are they? They belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. Where are they? So are we saying that we can find their churches in any city, town, or village? There aren't enough Bible schools and seminaries in the world to even begin to fulfill the incredible prophecy. The Lord's raising up a host of godly young ministers, but they're few and far between, it seems. How's he going to do it? Go to the book of Revelation. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Revelation 1, 5 to 6. God has made us his priests. Everyone who has been washed in the blood of Jesus is a member of his royal priesthood. Today you get a certificate of being a priest or a minister or priest, whatever, in a crackjacker box. Send all for it, send you some money, do whatever, there you go. You're a priest. You're a preacher, whatever. You can actually do it if you wanted to go the whole route. You can get a preacher for a day to marry somebody. You know, they didn't need to have a marriage certificate back in the day, just put your name in the Bible, you're married. It's in front of God, not some certificate. But what gets me, what's really got people, look here, this is how silly it gets. What are you? I'm a sovereign citizen. Got my name in capitals? Not anymore. I'm sovereign. Okay. Now you hold that up when they tap martial law. They're going to just shoot you, that's it, and put you in a mass grave. They got you at birth. When you're born, that certificate, called birth certificate in capital letters, as if it mattered anyway, with martial law, it doesn't make any difference at all. Your birth certificate, the day you're born, you ain't got nothing to say about it except crying and you're hungry. And you're slobbering all over everywhere. Is they take your little footies and they put them on a little old thing there and there you go and there your name and you're still sitting there, whatever. That was a baby, not a cat. And so they got you. And you know that birth certificate? Since 1929? For every American citizen? Hey, that birth certificate guarantees them $1 million to pay off your debt. But the trick is not to tell you it's in your treasury account under your name on that birth certificate. Don't tell them. That's correct. That's the remedy. They didn't tell you how to get it. Because you're all slaves since 1929. They didn't tell you that, did they? No. But then they had the sovereign citizen. They let you know. Why? Because they wanted you to know that you're slaves. You see how it works? Isn't that amazing? So now they're revealing the truth. And people started getting their money, paying for their houses and cars, for that $1 million that collected interest the day you were born. You realize how wealthy you are, baby boomers? You have any idea how wealthy you really are that you don't know? Except they made it such a difficult task to get that money from the treasury. You had to do a ready, you had to do this, do that, all kinds of stuff to send it off. And then they realized that people were getting it. They had to slow the process down in 2010. Accepted for value. That's what it's called. Family goes back to Woodrow Wilson. He's a dope. A dope under Colonel Mandel House. It says in his own diary that Colonel Mandel House, who was a Satanist, was his alter ego, Woodrow Wilson did. You see, they control all kinds of different ways. Woodrow Wilson, just like Thomas Jefferson, was a dupe. Thomas Jefferson, in fact, protected. Look it up. When it's done with the broadcast, look it up. Thomas Jefferson hailed the French Revolution of death, which was caused by the Illuminati. That's not the worst part. Thomas Jefferson wrote his own Bible. That's still not the worst part. Thomas Jefferson protected Adam Weishaupt. That's the worst part. And Adam Weishaupt designed the plans, final plans for the world revolutionary movement for Satan, for the end times events. Carried through from 1776 to 1850s, the Clinton Roosevelt, Manzini, to Albert Pike, who then designed plans of continuity from 1870 to 1945. And around a little bit after 1945, here came the Bilderberg family. Now you see what happened. This is amazing how the thing's set up. It's just incredible, actually. If you look everything I say up, just look it up on your own. You'll find it all there. And family, all this for nothing, because they've lost this war. That's why they're trying to control. Because they're scared to death. The Freemasons are led to believe they're going to become the next saints. No, they're not. They're going to die. That's a promise. We know it. They're told. I'm trying to warn them. They're going to be targeted. And if they go out without being born again, they are going to hell. And they'll be there for an eternity. This is serious stuff I'm talking about. I don't know if people realize just what's at stake here. And how quantified this agenda, this conspiracy really is. You're going to find articles out there, 33 conspiracy theories that proved to be true. You got another article, 10 conspiracy theories that proved to be true. You had another one, 9, could be, whatever. And you're going to find out they're all true. All of them are. And you'll find something else very interesting. That when you really do the study, they're all connected together. What they've done is take separate individual conspiracies. May it look like they're all different? They're all connected to those 5 areas I talked about. Under councils, committees, organizations. That are all family bloodline. And all the family bloodline worship Lucifer. Well, I don't believe in Lucifer. So, you cannot believe all you want to, but they do, and they control you. And only Jesus Christ will take you away. They're going to have a coup or something again, right? It'll be the 5th one in this country. Attempted. All of them failed. I already talked about several today. But, eventually they're going to succeed. Probably. If they do, it don't make any difference. You ever heard this phrase, exchanging for the pot for the kettle? One evil for another. That's what's going to happen. The only saving grace you got, the only savior you're going to get, is the one that comes back after Armageddon. And family, we're not even the first seal yet. But we are close. Whoa, we're at the end of the program today, family. I snuck up on me. I talked about Malcolm X today. I didn't get to the rock and roll. I'll do that Monday. Remind me Monday. I will get details for you. Testimony on how they use rock and roll. I get around to that today. And definitely Monday. Oh yeah. I want to talk about child euthanasia. It's sneaking up on you. Where the children can decide to euthanize themselves. Family, all it is another form of abortion when the kid's out of the womb. And then what they're going to do, get one state, Oregon, which is already working on it. Belgium's already, they got it in Europe. They're going to have it in the United States. Healthcare bill, you can kill your child if you don't want to take care of him. And then it's going to get to the point, it's how they do it. States will look for it. And suicide will be an alternative religion. It'll be an alternative. If you want to kill yourself, go ahead. International rights of the child. You can decide to do it, go ahead. Same thing for older people. You tired of living? Rheumatism hurting you? Hey, come down here and kill yourself. No problem. We can provide you the methods. That's exactly what's coming. It's already done. Kevorkian, we're just laying the groundwork. Belgium's already got it going on. Oregon, setting it up. Family sneaking up on you. With rock and roll, with drugs, Ouija boards, possession, all this going on. Hey, just kill yourself. Don't worry about it. Now you see that I look at the big picture. I don't look at the small picture. But people out there better wake up because it's coming around. So we're going to talk about child euthanasia and rock and roll next week. And we'll hit the ground running. Tuesday reminds you, on Tuesday, I'll be on Deanna Spinola's show on Republic Broadcasting Network, Eastern Standard Time, 12 to 2. And we'll talk about the attack on the American soldier in detail, I hope. And so, let y'all know, we're played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, at highportradio@yahoo.com is his email. And we're played at KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, out in Colorado area. Simulcast. Website, which is now back up and running, 24-hour loop. I'm going to change over the broadcasts, put some new ones up, is watchmanforjesus.com. I'm on the Facebook also, Watchman for Jesus. And there you go. So don't forget, next week at Tuesday, that ought to get pretty hot, I suspect. I guess that's going to be interesting. All right, family. Well, I hope you got something out of today on how this conspiracy is operating. To know that this is a matter of spiritual warfare. It's a matter of being active, but rebellion's not going to get it. Armed rebellion will only bring on another despotic government to placate the American people. Prayer. Working together, trying to stop these divisions. But just being ready spiritually, what it boils down to. Where's the trust in God these days? It's being taken away. But they've lost. That's the one thing to keep in your mind. It's not going to be easy, this trek. I'm going to talk about next week. I'm also going to talk about why people suffer. Trials and tribulations. I've talked about this before, but I'll take a new angle on it. About suffering. Because I think that's, you know, kind of a subject that people have trouble with. So there you go. Family, y'all have a great weekend. It is weekend, isn't it? I think a lot of our snow has already melted. It's real snow this time. It wasn't the sodium polyacrylate. This is real snow. I know it sounds crazy, but people that know about this already know about the chemical makeup of the barium oxide, aluminum oxide they're putting out there. Get the atmosphere ready for the Nephilim. Family, y'all strengthen up. Take Jesus as Savior. Stay close to Him. Witness to others. And be strong. Y'all have a great weekend. And know that the Lord's with you. But you got to call on His name. Because one thing you know, He is alive. And He is coming back. But in His time, not man's time. His time alone. Well, I got Bible study tonight, 7:30 to 9. And we just talk about a load of things. But I want to stay with spiritual warfare. And I'll see where the Lord leads me in the next couple of hours. But I'll be back at 7:30. And we'll do Bible study this afternoon, 7:30 to 9. And then Monday, 4 o'clock, hit the ground running. Y'all have a good night. Stay warm. Look up, because Jesus Christ is coming. This is Watchman for Jesus, signing off. Guilt and my confusion disappears, sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. You have a great night. Good evening. God bless. And it's me signing off. Have a great evening. God bless y'all.